Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon. You need a playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold right now. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, is Black America leaving the Democrat Party? Some amazing revelations. And we talk about a young boy who gets outed as a racist because he went to a football game wearing a Chiefs costume. You're not going to believe this story. Email us directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or a college chapter at tpusa.com. Start a chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. When I first met Candace Owens at an event in Palm Beach, hosted by the David Horowitz Freedom Center, she had a vision. She was so focused on this. And I was skeptical, but I said, man, if anyone has this much passion for making America the better place, I can get behind that. And she said, Charlie, the Black community has been lied to for years, and they are in need of an exodus, an exit from the victim mentality to a victor mentality. I said, Candace, tell me more. She said, you don't understand. They're not on board for this trans thing. They are involved in the muscular class more than the laptop, Zoom, and Skype class. They don't want mass migration. Many of them do not want the crime that they're seeing in their neighborhoods. And she painted this picture that if we do the work, we can start to see the fruit of Black America starting to realize that they've been held captive on a Democrat plantation. Candace Owens, of course, started with us at Turning Point USA, communications director, started Blexit, became this amazing thing. Now Blexit is part of Turning Point USA. And obviously, Candace Owens is doing an amazing job with the Candace Owens Show and Brandon Tatum. And there's this growing group, and this is incredible to witness. Over the last couple of years, we had the Young Black Leadership Summit at the White House. We did multiple of those at Turning Point USA. Candace Owens is the first person that I saw use the term Democrat plantation. Now we're hearing it all across the board. And it kind of became a fixation going into 2020. Will Black America define the 2020 election? And then we had Floydapalooza and a lot of BLM narratives, and it didn't materialize politically and electorally like some of us hoped. But in recent years, we're seeing more and more evidence that the vision of Candace Owens, of Brandon Tatum, of so many other amazing Black patriotic conservatives that get called the worst names on the planet, that get smeared and slandered, that there is real momentum. Candace would tell me time and time, Charlie, you don't understand. This BLM thing is nothing more than a white liberal synthetic glaze. And many members and leaders of BLM, if we are relentless in reaching out to them, will actually tilt conservative. Deep down, they're populists, they're nationalists. They're fixating a lot of their anger in the wrong target. Now, some of them are outright criminals, the leaders of BLM, but they're And Candace saw this, and she was far more optimistic than I was. And she said, you don't understand, some of these BLM leaders, they can be won over. Some of them are a complete waste of time, especially the Black lesbian types, complete waste of time. But some of the men in the BLM movement that are talking about strong families and rising crime, they just wanted to find something to attach themselves to. And I said, all right, Candace, I'm not sure about that, but okay. And great credit to Pierre, who runs Blexit for us at Turning Point USA. The work they have been putting in is extraordinary. And there has been this victim mentality. This, you can't succeed in America, Black America, because of the white man, because of systemic racism. And that has been so destructive, and dare I say, self-destructive. We need to extinguish the last remnant of slavery in this country, and that is mental slavery. We freed Blacks physically in the 1800s, but many Blacks are still in mental chains. We are finally seeing not just one piece of evidence, not just two, not just three. We're seeing an entire movement that is jeopardizing the Democrat Party. The more they go all in on trans, on open borders, on foreign and feckless wars, Black America says, why am I on Team Democrat anyway? And it's not just one example. We are seeing rappers. We are seeing inner city leaders. We are seeing Black pastors rise up and ask the obvious question. Why am I siding with a political movement that believes in post-birth abortion, transing our kids, destroying the country? We've been voting Democrat for the last 50 years, and we are poorer. We have more dangerous communities than ever before. As Malcolm X said, beware of the white liberal. And now as we head into 2024, people are asking, what does this mean politically? What does this mean politically? I'm going to show you what this means, because Politico.com and Democrats are starting to get a little anxious and nervous. But I got to take a step back. I got to brag on the amazing work that Blexit does. You guys could check it out, Blexit.com. We have so much going on at Turning Point USA, it's hard to even keep track of. I'm going to read the tweet, by the way, that I wrote this morning. It's unbelievable. From the high school chapters to the college chapters, the Turning Point Academy, to TPUSA Faith, to America Fest, to our Young Women's Leadership Summit, to Turning Point Action. By the way, we're hiring the first wave of ballot chasers. This is work time for us. No organization in America works as hard as Turning Point USA, period. And just look at this little taste of the educational work that Blexit is doing on the ground. So as we go into this amazing news, and I'm going to play some pieces of tape that'll blow you away, I want to give credit where credit is due. Blexit has been leading the charge. Candace's vision that we are honored to continue to move forward. Just watch this here, play cut 75.
The Black community has been targeted. It wasn't enough for them to kill our Black babies through abortion. It also wasn't enough for them to introduce the welfare state, which helped take the father out of the home. And you have more single mothers raising children than ever before. Now they want to feminize our men. They want to take men and make them believe that they're women. They want to take our young boys, our young kings, to drag queen shows, as if that's not going to have a lasting effect on them. This is why Blexit was born. Blexit's mission is to empower minority communities to pursue the American dream and shape their own futures. This is why we're here. This is why we're doing the important work. Through our live events, where we travel the country and we have speakers like Brandon Tatum, Larry Elder, Candace Owens, and others, really speaking the truth to Black America.
Blexit.com, Project Turning Point USA, deserves credit. What other organization in the country, can you name one, is doing organized, focused work in the Black community every single day? Pierre and the whole team there, we're behind them 100%. So honored to be working with them. And now it shows that that gritty work, that moving of the Overton window, it's materializing. And by the way, as I just want to say it again, I hear this all the time on social media, on videos. People are saying, we got to get off the Democrat plantation. When Candace first said that in 2018 and 19, the political earthquake that it created, people say, you can't say that. Are you trying to say Democrats are slave owners? And Candace was like, yeah, they are. Remember when Trump said, what do you have to lose? Famously, and he delivered more for the Black community and then gets called a racist on top of it. The Democrat base, as it is currently constituted, is cracking. on multiple different fronts. This Israel-Hamas thing, the Arab Muslims are saying we're going somewhere else. The black community is saying we're not really on board. Waning enthusiasm from black voters presents inflection point for Biden campaign, NBC News. Politico.com, black voters are drifting away from Democrats. Will that hurt Biden in South Carolina? It seems like people are looking elsewhere. I'm telling you, everybody, there is something changing in real time. The Democrats have abused and culturally tortured the black community for 50 years. Will 2024 be the year they finally pay a price for how terribly they've treated black America? Hey, everybody, I want to introduce you to Artillery Tea Company. Artillery Tea is the premium tea for freedom-loving patriots. I love tea. I drink green tea almost all day, I could tell you. By the way, the health benefits of tea are amazing, especially green tea. Helps you lose weight. It's actually better for you than caffeine. I've been trying not to drink too much coffee. It's not going great, but tea is a great substitute. Their tea is whole leaf for a more full-bodied flavor. Plus, you can brew each bag twice, which gives you about 30 cups per tin. It's a great deal. They got all the flavors you want: Earl Grey, peach, apricot, green tea, chamomile, and many others. I'm a big tea guy, and you should be too. Here's the best part. Portions of all sales is donated to veteran and first responders. Visit artilleryteaco.com. That is artilleryteaco.com, and support these guys. Not only do they make the best teas on the market, but you're also supporting veterans and first responders through every purchase. So check it out now. artilleryteaco.com. Check it out right now. The Democrat Party has relied on two aspects of the black community. The first of which is near political domination of 90 to 95%, but also getting them to vote in higher numbers, both of which are critical. So I have no idea if this fracturing happening in the black community is going to result in voting for Donald Trump. They might vote for Cornel West. They might vote for Kennedy. They might not vote at all. But the rising cynicism that Democrats have, blacks have towards the Democrat Party, is long overdue. And there is now this bombshell viral clip of a guy by the name of Mark Fisher, BLM co-founder in the state of Rhode Island, who goes on to now endorse Donald Trump. Now, when I first saw this clip, I was a little skeptical. It turns out that it was legit. Mark Fisher, BLM co-founder, endorses Donald Trump. Play cut 65.
You, BLM leader, and you're now endorsing Donald Trump, saying he's the best candidate we have. Why do you think he is the best candidate that we have?
Because everybody else sucks.
So is he just the best of a bad group? I mean, is he not that great either, but he's just like better than the rest?
Well, you know, I like Trump, you know, personally. And I think right now who we have sitting in the Oval Office is just a deep disappointment. You know, I deeply have disdain for him. And I really dislike the vice president as well.
Co-founder of BLM in Rhode Island says, I like Trump. Continues. Play cut 66.
Do you feel alone in this viewpoint in the world that you're in, being in the BLM movement?
No. I feel like the tide is starting to turn. I feel like a lot of black people are starting to pivot off of that Democratic plantation for so long. We've been slaves to that party. You know, actually, we've been mental slaves. Afraid to get off of that plantation because, you know, we've been used and abused for so long at that party. They don't value our vote. Their policies are basically racist policies. And I believe it's a racist party that strikes at the heart of the black family and the nuclear family in general. And I believe Donald Trump is the opposite. He's going to tell you how it is. He's going to give it to you straight. He's not going to, be a hypocrite and you know, stab you in the back like the Democratic Party loves to do.
So I don't want to unrealistically get people's hopes up. Is this going to be a MAGA wave in the black community? Probably not. Will this mean that Trump will do 5 to 7 points better? Probably. Potentially, I should say. Or even more important, there in Georgia, where Black Americans are anywhere between 30 to 35% of the voting base. One in five Black men could be like, I'm going to vote for a third party. One in six Black women could be like, I'm going to vote for Kennedy. I'm going to vote for Cornel West. The grip that the Democrats have had post-Obama in Black America is collapsing. Black America has seen their livelihood deteriorate under Democrat policies, Democrat leaders. It is one of the most frustrating things to witness from the outside. A group of Americans that continually vote for the same people that are keeping them poor, that are keeping them in that standard of living. Play the next cut here. Play cut 67.
Trump has done more for the Black community than any president I can think of in my lifetime. And, you know, Biden has done nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas Democrats, you don't feel like they've done anything for you or your community.
No, I believe they've hurt our community. And, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody or to hate on anybody. I'm just telling you what's beneficial and what's not for my community. And the Democratic Party is not.
In 2020, 12% of Black voters sided with Trump. That's a big deal, by the way. By contrast, 87% chose Biden. They chose their own suicide, basically, who has openly attributed much of his win to the power of the Black electorate. Some polling shows that the rise in Black support over 2020, Donald Trump, shows 13% support, or a Quinnipiac poll published earlier this month where he garnered 15% of Black interest. This much is clear. There is uncertainty in Black America, and with more choices on the ballot and their livelihood and their standard of living deteriorating, the Democrats have a major problem in Black America. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. I think the world of Patriot Mobile. They are amazing people. Glenn and the whole team, we have dinner frequently. I've gotten to know them. They're incredible. And I'm so proud to partner with them. They are donors to Turning Point USA. They are the best. You see, Patriot Mobile, they offer dependable nationwide coverage, giving you ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to without funding the left. So look, you got to make the switch today. And when you do that, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you send a clear, convincing, and resounding message that you support freedom of speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team can make switching very easy. So you keep your number, you keep your phone, or you upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Glenn and the team there will be more than happy to help you. Just tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. They're amazing, super great to work with, very generous supporters of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. They are mission aligned. Have your cell phone bill work for the country. Make your cell phone bill work for America. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Full endorsement, patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Malcolm X had it right. Play cut 78, please.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro.
Black voters are drifting away from the Democrats. Will that hurt Biden in South Carolina? Columbia, South Carolina, the night before Kamala Harris swooped into South Carolina to file Joe Biden's paperwork for a primary, a group of young Democrats met over dinner not far from the state party headquarters. They were trying to make sense of why people seem so down on Joe Biden, the president. Not surprisingly, they were in a mixed mood. In a banner of good elections for Democrats, they can't figure out why black voters are walking away from the Democrat Party. Now, this is just South Carolina. We're going to win South Carolina no matter what. But it makes you wonder. Now, some people say, but, oh, you know, the black vote, it's insignificant. Well, in Georgia, it's a huge deal, and you cannot win the White House without winning Georgia. The math just does not add up. It doesn't add up. And you could win massively in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan with sizable and winnable portions of the electorate in urban areas and in black America. The Democrat Party right now is experiencing a schism. The Israel-Hamas issue is fracturing the Democrat Party. And now this new movement of black leaders, and by the way, it is rappers, it is urban church leaders in black America. Here's the key. An October New York Times Siena poll of voters in six battleground states also indicates a potential shift from 2020. 71% of black voters said they would likely vote for Biden if they had to choose a candidate. And 22% said they would likely choose Trump. Now, even if that is off by 10 points, if 12% choose Trump and only 80% choose Joe Biden, the ball game has completely changed. The Democrats and their math is based on building up from the bottom of we are going to maximize black turnout. This is one of the reasons why they revere Stacey Abrams. She was able to weaponize mass mail-in voting and relaxed signature verifications through a variety of different outreach methods that are still awfully mysterious to this day to be able to get Democrats competitive and even successful in the state of Georgia, where otherwise Georgia was not a Democrat state at all. It was a Republican plus 10 state, but they focused on the voting laws and increasing and maximizing turnout in black America. And their math turned out to be correct. That's why they were so focused on Georgia for years. It was always perplexing. Why is it? Because they saw an opportunity. But if the black electorate even defects by 5 to 7%, the ballgame changes. And then you put in Cornel West. Then you put in Kennedy on top of it. And the questions need to be continually asked. Is your life improving the more that you vote for Democrats? And the numbers are shocking. Black America has continually voted for Democrats on the mayor race, voted for Democrats for Congress. And one of the issues I think that the Chamber of Commerce, Koch brother network style outreach they miss on that can animate Black America to vote at least a little bit more in the right wing direction is immigration. You see, if you talk to the Koch brother network, they say, we win over Black America through criminal justice reform and licensing agreements. If you actually talk to the rank and file in the Black America, they do believe that the police are a little bit against them. It's not as bad as that people would say, but there is definitely some skepticism. You know, the police are, but generally they want more police. They want criminals to be thrown in jail. Do you know that a majority of murders in Chicago go unsolved? A majority of murders just go unsolved. That a majority of murderers, the case just, you know, just goes away. It's a vast majority. The number I think is like 60 or 70% of murders in Chicago. And of course, a majority of it is black on black crime, but a majority of blacks don't commit those crimes. And they are merely spectators to the carnage. They want those thugs locked up. That is not a political issue. That's not a racial issue. That is a moral issue. And they certainly do not want to see their communities overrun by illegals. And I have to give credit to Greg Abbott here. At first, I was a little bit skeptical. I said, is this really the best thing to do? Again, I'm critical. He should secure the border. But transporting illegals to New York and to Chicago has created a fair amount of tension between Democrat leaders and black America. You saw that with Eric Adams. And of course, they ordered the hit on Eric Adams, which is why he's under investigation for collusion with the Turkish government. Just silly. Now, the mayor of Chicago, communist Brandon Johnson, he says that the city migrant crisis is because of far-right extremism, January 6th, and not accepting the outcome of the Civil War. And that's what the mayor of Chicago is saying. What's happening, and boy, they are trying to suppress it the best they can. They're trying to memory hole it and keep it down, is Black America is seeing their public schools, public transportation. The Democrats think Blacks are stupid, and they've thought that for quite some time. They are so condescending, they are so smug, and they've never cared about improving their communities, ever. Nothing about school choice, nothing about lowering the crime rate, nothing about reducing murder, nothing about putting fathers back in the home. It's nothing more than victim politics, blaming somebody else. And I cannot think of a more powerful clip to summarize this than Marxist Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who could do a variety of things to clean up the once great city of Chicago. More police officers, put thugs in prison, get more murders solved, school choice, crushing the Chicago teacher union. Instead, it is far right extremists. This is MAGA country. This might as well be Jussie Smollett as mayor of Chicago. Play cut 79.
You know, what we've seen is a very raggedy form instituted by right-wing extremism. Everyone knows that the right-wing extremism in this country has targeted democratically ran cities. And quite frankly, they've been very intentional about going after democratically ran cities that are led by people of color. And their whole motivation is to create disruption and chaos, because that's what that particular party has been about. It's disrespectful. It's mean-spirited. It's an unclean spirit, quite frankly.
Oh, it's an unclean spirit. And by the way, he's using Christian language. He's calling it satanic. No, you're satanic, Mayor Johnson. Your entire party is. Why don't you pick up the phone to Joe Biden and Mayorkas and say, secure the border? All Greg Abbott is doing is bringing the goods home. That's all Greg Abbott is doing. The Democrat Party wants foreigners and third worlders in America, not in Texas. Go to Chicago. Go to New York. And then they have the gall to call that racist? Yes. Mayor Johnson thinks his Black constituents are very, very dumb. That's what he thinks. That he can go to say, oh yeah, it's far-right extremists. That's why we have a bunch of Nicaraguans and Hondurans. Well, why don't we deport them, Mayor Johnson? Because this is a fault line, and we are seeing multiple fault lines manifest in the Democrat regime. Multiple. The Israel issue, fault line. The trans issue, fault line. The immigration, urban America, Black America, fault line. And all they can do is blame the far right. That's going to work for some of the low IQ members of the Democrat Party. It's not going to work for all of them. Amazing amounts of Democrats are waking up. They're saying, this doesn't make sense. This is not sustainable. And the Democrats will never, ever take responsibility for their communities. Instead of Mayor Johnson saying, boy, let's try to lower crime, improve schools, bring businesses back, lower property taxes, cut spending, rein in the Chicago teacher unions. It's the unclean spirit of far-right extremism and not accepting the outcome of the Civil War. What a perfect picture of why Blacks are leaving the Democrat Party. America's colleges and universities today are less concerned with critical thinking than with indoctrination. It is no wonder why so many young Americans embrace cancel culture, deny free speech to conservatives, and even celebrate terrorism. But I'm happy to report there is one college where students debate ideas openly and honestly, where they pursue truth together with their professors, and where America's great heritage of liberty is studied and revered. My favorite college, Hillsdale College. As stated in Hillsdale's founding document in 1844, Hillsdale's original mission was to offer the kind of serious liberal arts education needed to preserve the blessings of civil and religious liberty across the land, and this mission continues to guide Hillsdale College today. You can learn more at my favorite college's website, charlieforhillsdale.com. There you will find a short video. It's just over a minute long, showing how Hillsdale's work, not only on its Michigan campus, not only in Washington, D.C. campus, but across the nation, is effective in defending American liberty. Take some time to watch today at charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. There's an entire cottage industry of awfully miserable, bad people, and I don't use those words lightly, that seek to find racism where it doesn't exist. They ignore bigotry when it's ever on the left, but they try to go out of their way to destroy people's lives, private citizens' lives. There is this degenerate by the name of Karen J. Phillips, Karan J. Phillips, whatever the person's name is. This is a bad person. Thankfully, it has backfired, and this person should be taken out of public life. This person needs mental help. Seriously, mental help. He's a bad person. So this last weekend, Karan Phillips, this person's deranged, and this has gone totally viral. There's a website called Deadspin, which is a woke sports website. And he published this article. The NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan, one fan in blackface and native headdress. And it's a young boy who looks like from the side they're wearing blackface. Now, I will say this. I do not understand why certain people have to be destroyed from a life in public because they wore blackface when people on the left like Joy Behar and Sarah Silverman wore blackface. They went after Megyn Kelly on this. It is only a one-side prosecution when it comes to wearing blackface. And guess what? There's a lot worse things you could do in life than wearing blackface, like abusing children and trafficking children. That's way worse than wearing blackface. It's not the worst sin in public life. Jimmy Kimmel, Ted Danza. Is it admirable? No. Is it the worst thing you could do? Absolutely not. But guess what? It wasn't even blackface. This is a child. This is not an adult. Even if it was an adult, it's not blackface. Half red, half black. Oh, but the story gets even better. So this person calls for his cancellation. By the way, those are the team colors. Half red, half black. This degenerate, this freak. Can we get a picture of this person, Karan J. Phillips, up? Writes a whole article targeting this child, saying the NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs in blackface and native headdress. It turns out the young boy, Holden Armenta, is actually from a Native American family, and his grandfather sits on the board of the Chumsuk tribe in Santa Ynez near Santa Barbara. They used a graphic from the kid for the profile on the side, completely ignoring the red he had the other side of the face. Yeah, please get that up of this author. Has this person apologized? I don't know. Has this person redacted their statement? But think about how sick you must be if you are a journalist searching for a child. Let's pretend the child was wearing quote-unquote blackface. That's necessary, Karan J. Phillips, to go write an article and destroy that person's life. No, this is Nicholas Sandman 2.0. And I hope that you, Karan J. Phillips, get sued into bankruptcy and oblivion. I hope every cent you have is taken from you. I hope you have to file for Chapter 8, Chapter 9, Chapter 11, Chapter 40 bankruptcy to bully a child like that at an NFL football game. You deserve everything that is coming for you. Everything legally that is coming for you. You're a sick person to go after a child, as if we learned nothing from Nicholas Sandman. And by the way, I now encourage every wonderful Kansas City Chiefs fan to come to the next game with black and red face. This is the line, quote, "It takes a lot of disrespect, two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and Native Americans at the same time," Phillips wrote in his story. Despite their age, who taught that person that what they were wearing was appropriate? He didn't even know what they were wearing. This guy is just like Jussie Smollett. He's just like that Robin Williams person who interviewed Jussie Smollett. He's a race arsonist. He's a bad person. And you better have good lawyers, because you smeared and defamed a child who, by the way, has a pretty good argument that you defamed him. His grandfather sits on a Native American board. He's literally Native American, so he's not appropriating anything. And it was for a love of a team. And you tried to steal a child's innocence. You're a sick person. You should leave public life. You should find religion. And I hope you're bankrupted. Besides that, you seem like a great person. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.